Russell Owens of Youth Radio grew up without a father. He's now 16 and says that example taught him what kind of parent he doesn't want to be.
I was raised by a single mother. My father lives in a totally different city and provides no income or other form of support. We never lived together as a family, since my parents were never married. I guess my mom never wanted to marry my dad. There are virtually no upsides to this type of upbringing. For most of my life, I've had to be the man of the house, which is hard for me and for my mom. I know it's been lonely for her, and for me, it's been frustrating not to have anyone to look up to. When we lived in Florida, close to my grandfather and my uncle, I had male figures in my life. But we moved to Atlanta when I was 8. I remember driving in the car with my mom. I sat in the front seat. She told me I had to step up and be a man now because we were starting a new life. By then, my mom had 2 more kids, and their father wasn't around either. My mom didn't even have a boyfriend. All she had was me. She didn't want to give me a lot of responsibility, but she had no choice. Once we settled in Atlanta, we couldn't afford childcare, so my mom depended on me to take care of my siblings after school. Those were the hardest hours of the day. My brother and sister didn't listen to me because I wasn't an adult. And if they messed up, I always got the blame. I also did all the chores, from cooking hot dog dinners to cleaning the house. Even though she has always expected a lot from me, my mother is still the head of the house. She sees herself as both my mother and my father, but I have never thought of her that way. Everything I know about being a man, I've had to figure out on my own, or find out from my mom, who talks about what kind of man she thinks women want. But I can't always talk to my mother from a male's point of view. It's hard for her to explain things like the birds and the bees, things that might be easier for a father to explain to a son. I wish that things could have been different. If my dad had been around more, maybe I would know better how to raise a son. Instead of learning from the lessons he taught me, I'm learning from his mistakes. Now, I feel that it's too late for him to intervene. I mean, I am already a man.
That's Russell Owens. His essay comes to us from Youth Radio.